right, this is it. My name's Jeff Kay, and you are listening to episode 66 of the West Virginia Surf Report podcast. Last week was a monumental week in my life, my friends. I did something I've never done in my life. I mean, we're talking over a half a century in the making. I did something all my life. You know, when you make these lists of, you know, when people say, tell me something that you've never done that might surprise me. You know, those kind of things. I've had that question at the website many times. And it always generates a pretty good conversation. Tell me something. People are like, I never had. Like, I know this guy. I work with him. He's never had a Whopper. He's never had a Big Mac or a cup of coffee. All right, those are his three things. I have a list of things that I've never that might surprise people. And even when I told Tony last week. And I said, this is the first time I've ever done this. She goes, that's not true. That's impossible. I said, it absolutely is true. What do you think I'm manufacturing? Why would I come up with something like this? Which is very hurtful. My own wife, she's like, that's a bunch of horse shit. No, it's not. I'm talking about, are you sitting down? Are you sitting down in a fluffy chair? Last week, I had my very first slice of pumpkin pie. In fact, I had two. At work, they had pumpkin pie for the employees on the first break, both on Tuesday night and on Thursday night. I had a slice each night. So what do you think about that? That's the first time in my life I've ever eaten a full slice of pumpkin pie. It feels like I might have tasted it long time ago, but I'm not even sure about that. I don't know if I've ever tasted it. I certainly have never had like a full slice of it because, for one thing, it's weird looking. I don't like the color of it. Plus, pumpkin, it's a gourd, you know? I don't eat gourd-based desserts, you know? I don't like that kind of... You know what I don't like? I don't like bullshit squash, stuff like that. I don't like anything in that family, that whole gourd-based foodstuffs. But a gourd-based dessert, that sounds gross to me. The color of it is off-putting. I've been surrounded by it all my life. Everybody's like, ooh, I love pumpkin pie. Nothing better than a good old slice of pumpkin pie. I'm like, yeah, enjoy it. Count me out. All my life, I've never tasted it. And, I don't know. I think I tasted it back when, maybe when I lived in West Virginia, back in like probably like pre 1980. And I didn't like it at the time. And I haven't tasted it since. In fact, there's this whole story that involves pumpkin pie, and it's a Thanksgiving story, so it'd be a good time to tell it. It was when I moved to Greensboro. I was 22, almost 23, never lived away from home, and as I mentioned last time, wildly immature. I mean, 22, that's adult, you know, not on paper, but I was like a kid. I was like a little kid at 22, and so I moved away, and I don't want to get into all that, but made a decision. It was kind of a hasty decision. I said, I'm out. You know, I got to go. I got to move on. And I moved. Not only did I move out of my parents' house, but I moved to a different state. And, you know, it felt like the right decision at the time. I think it was. But that first Thanksgiving, so this was in September, I think. I moved in September, I believe. My brother would probably tell you. He knows every date of everything. Like, I get emails from him or texts that says, this would have been Scooby's 48th birthday. We had a dog when we were kids named Scooby. You know, this would have been his 48th or like, I don't know. I think that's what he says. 48th birthday or something. You know, he knows all these dates, but it feels like it was September. He'll fix that if it's wrong. You know, he'll correct me. Anyway, I moved down there in September, Greensboro, North Carolina. Moved in with this guy, Gary. And I barely knew him, but he was from West Virginia as well. From the same convenience store in Dunbar, you know, we worked there together. Both of us were demoralized and sad, beaten down, depressed. So anyway, I don't want to get off track. He went back home for Thanksgiving. So in November, we moved down there in late September, I think, September. And so less, you know, like 2 months later, it was Thanksgiving. He went back to West Virginia. I couldn't go for some reason. I think it had something to do with my job. In fact, that's almost certainly what the problem was. I didn't have enough time off. I couldn't jet down there and jet back, you know, in time. So I think I probably had to work like that night or something. It's ridiculous. But anyway, so I was home. I was stuck in Greensboro. Didn't know anybody. Worked at some stupid grocery store where there was like, you know, I was the outsider, you know. I certainly had no relationships there. And I was by myself. Gary went home. Gary went back to be with his family, his girlfriend, all that stuff. I was in Greensboro by myself. I went to this restaurant called Shoney's. If you're from the South, you know what I'm talking about. It's like a Denny's type place. Shoney's. I went in there and they had their Thanksgiving dinner. I was in there by myself, surrounded by, there's all kinds of families in there eating and laughing and yucking it up. I'm sitting in there by myself, looking sad and pathetic and feeling sad and pathetic. And, you know, feeling sorry for myself, like crushing homesickness. I mean, the worst. I mean, I was like, I never felt so lonely in all my life. And, I was just sitting there feeling sorry for myself. I ate everything. And then the woman goes, you know, the waitress, she goes, would you like your pumpkin pie now? I said, nah, I'm good. You know, she goes, well, you don't want it? Nah, I don't like pumpkin pie. And she goes, it's free. It comes with the meal. It's part of the meal. I'm like, did I not just say like three times I don't want it? Why are you making me go round and round and round? She's like, okay, jeez, you know, walked away. But then I started thinking, yeah, I started twisting in my head. I'm like, if I was home, my mom would know that I don't like pumpkin pie. My grandmother would know I don't like pumpkin pie. I wouldn't be grilled like this. This is just driving the sadness up, you know, the loneliness up. And she's just ratcheting up by arguing with me about the pumpkin pie. I don't need to justify my disdain of gourd-based desserts. So anyway, that was one of the roughest. I don't know. I mean, it was one of those things where I was just up in my head about it. Just any other day. It was Thanksgiving, you know. But I was like, you know, feeling super sorry for myself. And taking it out on a Shoney's waitress. And I don't know why. I don't know why last week I just said, all right, I'm going to do it. I'm going to try. I'm going to go all in on this. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to put some Cool Whip on top of this bitch. Just eat it and see. Or I'm going to attempt to eat it. If it's disgusting, it's going in the trash. But so I ate it on Tuesday, and then I ate another one on Thursday. And the verdict, it's all right. I don't know. Wasn't great. It certainly wouldn't be in my top tier of pies. Still tastes a little earthy, you know. Tastes like earth and spices, like dirt and spices. I don't know. Not really that good. It wasn't horrendous like I thought it was going to be, but I certainly wouldn't put it in the upper echelon of pies. And that, of course, is blueberry pie, awesome. I like lemon meringue. I like the, coconut cream. I like cherry. I like apple to a lesser extent. I mean, I like it if it's good. You know, there's some bad ones. You know what I don't like about apple? When the apple's like hard, you know? It's not cooked through. But anyway, I would not certainly not put this pumpkin, or as some people call it, punkin. I would not put this pumpkin pie anywhere near the upper tier of pies. My favorite pie is probably, well, all right. I don't know if you can take probably away. My favorite pie is blueberry pie, but I like it cold. I don't like it hot. For some reason, it's better if it's like right out of the fridge, you know? Also, I like lemon meringue, and I like chocolate. I like chocolate, like a chocolate cream pie or something like that. Eh, those are my favorites. Whatever. I like everything. I don't know, the only pies that I don't like, you know what I don't like? Pecan, whatever how you want to pronounce it. You'd be in some kind of diabetic coma by the end of that endeavor, you know? So I don't like that. And I thought I didn't like pumpkin pie. I wouldn't say now that I don't like pumpkin pie. I'm just saying that it's not good. It's not that good. Certainly would be a second tier. So anyway, I pushed through my fear of that brown pie. Or I don't even know. Is it brown? Like copper collared? See, there's a lot of negatives about that crap. So anyway, it's all right. Apparently we're cooking our own meal on Thanksgiving this year because of the stupid Cracker Barrel. I talked to a woman there. I had a little discussion with her, and I said, how come you guys switched up your Cracker Barrel takeout Thanksgiving meal? She's like, what? So maybe I'm not describing this. She goes, well, we still have it, but, you know, we have less options. I said, yeah, that's what I mean. Well, why? Why do you have less options? She said, well, it was causing too much confusion in the kitchen. I'm like, aren't you people supposed to be professionals? I didn't say that, but that's what I was thinking. She's like, you know, we only wanted to have one option. I said, yeah, but that's, you know, $125. I mean, I think that's a little expensive. I mean, I guess that's what it is. It costs like $12. I asked her, I said, how much, if I come in here and buy your Thanksgiving dinner, how much was that? She goes, $11.99. So I guess that's what it is. It's like 11, like that's 12 bucks times 10, 120, right? So it's actually slightly higher. You're paying more on the feeds 10, you know, $5 more. Anyway, I can't get Tony to do that. She's like, there's no way. I mean, last year we paid $75 for a feed 6. It was perfect. And even that was pushing the envelope. Tony's like, I don't like... The thing about it is, you go and you buy all the shit to make this dinner, it's going to cost you more than that. But it feels like if you're just buying it here and there, it doesn't feel like as much, you know? So I can't. There's no way. So she's like, as soon as she found out it was $125 and that's the only option, she's like, all right, that's out. So now we're cooking our own. The thing about that is, it's a lot of effort and it's a lot of cleanup. The cleanup sucks. You know, I hate that part of it. So, but that's we don't have any options. I said, we can go to Bob Evans. She goes, are you serious? I said, that's the poor man's Cracker Barrel. I said, have you ever been there before? She goes, no. All right. So anyway, so we're cooking, which is a disappointment to me. But it'll be good, I guess. Maybe we'll see. I'll certainly report back on that. I mean, last year was the only year we didn't cook, but it felt like we passed through some kind of portal into a new Thanksgiving world where we don't ever cook anymore. We just bring a big box of food into the house and eat. And I was thinking about maybe even just like, you know, not even putting it on the table, just putting the whole box in the middle of the table, putting the box in the middle of the table and taking the lid off, and everybody just goes to town on it, you know? So, I don't know, I was thinking about taking it up a level instead of just taking everything out of the box and putting it in, like, dishes and stuff, bowls. just like eating straight out of the box, like a trough, you know? But anyway, we're back. It feels like we're backsliding on this Thanksgiving, this new utopia, this Thanksgiving utopia that I was building. Disappointing, but we'll make the best of it. Speaking of that, on Saturday we were in Costco down in Allentown, where the sky is blue, the birds are chirping, people are skipping through the streets hand in hand. It's a wonderland down there in Allentown, Pennsylvania. And we went down there on Saturday to, do our monthly shop. And we were in there, and some woman, we were over in the section where there's like frozen food and stuff. And some woman goes, "Excuse me, sir, excuse me." And I turn around, and there's like I'd say she's like my age, between 55 and 60, in that range, black woman. And she's holding up this gigantic turkey. She has to hold it with both hands because the thing's so goddamn big. And I said, she goes, "You think this thing will thaw out if I take it home and right now? Do you think it'll thaw out before Thanksgiving?" I'm thinking, "I don't know, man. I don't know anything." I told her, I said, "I don't know. I said, I have no knowledge about anything in this world. I mean, the only thing I know about in this world is 1970s baseball." I didn't tell her all this, but I told her, "I don't know. The only thing that I feel confident talking about with any kind of authority, 1970s baseball, late 70s to mid 80s alternative rock, maybe some Mad Magazine trivia, National Lampoon, that kind of stuff. Maybe some, and that's about it. I mean, there's not much else." And so she's asking the wrong person. I said, "I don't know." I said, "I have no idea." I had to bring Tony in on the situation. I said, "Tony, could you help her? I don't know. She's got this big Chernobyl chicken, turkey, whatever. Thing's huge. Thing is massive. Thing is like abnormally large." And I said, "It feels to me like that thing wouldn't thaw out before spring, you know?" And she goes, no, it'll be good." Tony's over there talking to her. "No, it'll be good. Put it in the fridge, and on maybe like Wednesday morning, take it out, put it in the sink. It'll be good, you know?" I don't know about that thing. But anyway. But the thing about that is, people ask me for their advice, and I got nothing. I mean, do you ever feel like there's some people that feel like it feels like they know everything? They got Tony's. I mean, Tony, for instance, she knows way more about just a broad based. She has a lot more broad based knowledge. I have nothing. I mean, if this, I don't want to paint with too broad of a brush. I don't run into too many like middle-aged black women who, want to talk about the Stranglers or the Buzzcocks, anything like that, the Damned, I'm sure there's a few out there. I personally have never run into them, so I don't get an opportunity to have any repartee, So anyway, I don't know. I'm not convinced that thing's ever going to thaw out. Because that thing was huge. It's, it's like some kind of like modified. I mean, how in the world is a turkey that big? I mean, she was holding that thing with both arms, both hands, and the thing was like, it was a Chernobyl chicken. Why do I keep saying chicken? It was a Chernobyl turkey, abnormally large. Good luck. I hope it worked out for you. I think Tony gave her some bad advice. But like I say, I don't know shit about shit. All right, what else I have in here? Oh, I was talking to Tony about this the other day. I think it was when we were driving back from Costco. And when we went to West Virginia, Tony says, "I don't remember this." She doesn't remember the entire trip. Now, I'm not talking about the specifics of what I'm about to lay on you. She doesn't even remember the trip. And again, I think she thinks I'm making it up. Like the pumpkin pie, like the pumpkin pie thing. But when we lived in California, we came back to West Virginia. We flew, I don't know, I feel like we had a layover somewhere, and flew into Charleston, West Virginia, into the post office. Oh my God, the post office. What the? Into the airport there. What in the world? All right, so we flew into the airport there. That's the same airport when I saw Jay Leno at a little bar doing stand-up in Charleston. And he said, we landed at the Charleston airport, and I thought there must have been some kind of engine trouble, and we'd had to make an emergency landing in a Denny's parking lot. Something along those lines. So he referred to the Charleston, West Virginia airport as basically the size of a Denny's. So anyway, so we're at that airport, and two weird things happened. There were these hillbilly rednecks wearing camouflage. They were smashed. They were drunk off their asses, and they were in there yelling, hooting and hollering in the airport. And when they were going through, when they passed through the metal detector, they did like a pirouette. The guy's like, no, don't spin when you walk. The guy was like physically, one of them was physically unable to go through that thing without, like, it felt like he believed that you had to spin around while you're passing. When you're passing through the thing, and he had his hands above his head, and he was like spinning as he walked through, and they said, no, go back and do it again. Stop. Don't do that spin move. I don't know what you're doing. And he did it again. It was like he wasn't doing it on purpose. It was like some kind of, he was drunk for one thing. So they finally, he passed through. They were yelling in there, and I went in the bath. I was in the bathroom, and standing at a urinal, and one of them comes in there. I'm like, oh, here we go. I mean, these guys are rambunctious, and they're wearing camouflage head to toe. And the guy goes, hey, you out? You going hunting? I was like, no. Oh, you don't hunt? Nah, not really. He goes, oh man. He goes, I love hunting. Beers and deers, buddy. That's what it's all about. Beers and deers. He's like screaming in there. I'm like, I'm trying to take a leak here. Beers and deers. And so that happened in there. And the guys were in there. They were causing a big ruckus. People had to come over and talk to them and tell them to calm down. It was two of them. Both of them dressed like they were in special forces or something. And except they were, you know, I wouldn't say morbidly obese, but they were fat, you know, and shouting beers and deers. Anyway, also, this is bizarre. All right, we were there. We were waiting outside. My parents were picking us up. We're standing there with our luggage, waiting for my parents to pull around, and some guy says, hey, excuse me. He's talking to me. He goes, excuse me, are you with the Bottle Rockets? I said, what? The band? The Bottle Rockets? He goes, yeah. The band. I said, no. I mean, I don't know. What the? We're in Charleston, West Virginia at the airport, also known as the post office. And, I don't know. Nobody even knows who this band is, except me. You know, it's weird because I know who they are. But for some reason, this guy thought I was a member or like associated with them. Why? It's baffling to me. So I was telling Tony, I was reminding her of this, and she's like, I don't remember that at all. So how in the world could I make up something like that? I mean, she goes, well, I don't think you made it up. I just don't think I was there. So you were there, you know. She has a bad memory about, especially the California years. I don't know why, but there's a lot of shit that happened in California. I'm not saying it was bad. It's just that she doesn't remember it for some reason. But anyway, she's like, are you with the Bottle Rockets? Like, what? How in the world? What? Who? How can you connect the dots on this thing? Very strange. But so that happened at that Thanksgiving when we flew into Denny's up there in Charleston, West Virginia. Let's see what else. Another Thanksgiving. This thing's turned into a Thanksgiving extravaganza. I didn't plan it this way, but it's kind of like turning into one. Another Thanksgiving memory. This is from when we lived in California. We went up to visit Tony's mother, also known as Sunshine. You know, Sunny, good old Sunny, and her husband Mumbles, Sunshine and Mumbles. They lived up in Reno, Nevada, or Nevada, as some people mispronounce it. Up there near Oregon, as some, I don't understand why people can't pronounce words. But anyway, Reno, Nevada. And so we drove up there, and oh, I forgot about it. This is disgusting. This just popped into my head. We're sitting there. All right. I don't even know if I should tell the story, but so we're sitting there having Thanksgiving dinner on this trip, and they lived in an apartment, a tiny apartment, not big at all. It had the living room / kitchen / dining room. It's all just like one big open space. And then there's like this little, and I'm talking abbreviated hallway off to the right. And then if you turn left, there's a bedroom. And then if you turn right, there's a bedroom. If you go straight, there's a bathroom. All right, picturing this. So we're sitting in this this hybrid dining room situation. This is Tony's mother's apartment in Nevada, in Reno. And we're sitting there, and her brother, Tony's brother, gets up right in the middle of Thanksgiving dinner, goes in the bathroom, closes the door, and we hear this. I mean, it was like an a rectal explosion that was like catastrophic in nature. And then we're all just like looking at each other like, what the? And then he just comes back in. All right, can somebody pass me the rolls, please? Anyway, that happened. So anyway, that just popped into my head. So we're driving back after that wonderful, heartwarming experience, family experience. We're driving back down to Southern California where we lived, and we got stuck in this massive traffic jam. I mean, it was like the mother of all traffic jams. I don't know if there was a wreck. Probably there was. I would assume. But so we're driving back down. It's a long trip. This is like no small trip. We're driving back down. We get stuck in this massive traffic jam. People are stopped. I mean, people have their cars off. We're on the interstate. Everybody's cars are turned off. I mean, there's no movement whatsoever. It's just complete, just gridlock. And people are outside their cars. They're out there passing footballs around. Some people like break out a gas grill. They're grilling out there. They're like making burgers and stuff. And you know, there's like frisbees being tossed about. Like people are like talking to each other. It's like, you know, there's like relationships starting to, you know, all these strangers. And we're out there forever. And it was like getting to the point where you're starting to panic. It's like, I don't know how this is ever going to end. I don't see the end game on this deal, you know? And we're sitting out there. We didn't get out, I don't think. I don't remember us getting out of the car. But we sat there with the car off and watched all these people. They're like cooking burgers and that. They're got hot dogs going. Guy's got a gas grill on the back of his pickup truck, you know? And it was crazy. I mean, it went on forever. I mean, it seemed like it went on for like 2 hours. That might be an exaggeration. It might be an hour and a half or something. It was a long, long time where there was no movement whatsoever. We finally got home. Tony was like freaking out. She doesn't like that being stuck business. I don't like it either, but she has like some kind of like I don't know, starts to panic or something. So that was like one of the worst trips ever. There were others. I went up there one time by myself. Why? I went up there. I had this little, Toyota pickup truck. It wasn't a four-wheel drive. It was just a regular front-wheel drive. I think it was front-wheel drive. I don't know. It wasn't four-wheel drive. And it was light. And for some reason, I think I was hauling a bed or something up there. I don't know. Taking something to them. And I was by myself. And I went up there and had to go across those mountains, the Sierra Nevadas, you know. And it was snowing, and there was all these warnings. You have to have chains and stuff. I was driving this light little pickup truck. And things says illegal without chains and all this stuff. I'm like, I don't know how to put chains. I don't have any chains, and I wouldn't know how to put them on. So I drove across that thing. God, I could have plunged off the side. They wouldn't have found me till spring, you know. Anyway, there's lots of great memories there, too. It's wonderful. But anyway, we're near the end of this one already. How'd that happen? It feels like I just started. I had fun with this one. I hope you did too. You guys have yourselves a fine Thanksgiving. If you want to hear another episode of the West Virginia Surf Report in addition to this Monday one, well, you can do that. It's easy. It's over on Patreon. Just sign up for a $4 or more monthly patronage, which is a donation, you know, and in addition, what's the word I'm looking for? In return, I'm telling you, I got it, baby. I can't think of words. In return, as a thank you, you'll get an extra episode every week. I used to call it the Thursday episode. I'm changing it. I'm just saying it's the Patreon episode. You get one every week, the Patreon episode. It's for patrons only. It's just like this one, the last episode, just so you know. I had random notes in my notebook. I went through various things. I had the SiriusXM channel called Indie 1.0. And I talked about that and the, my reactions to certain bands and that kind of thing. My winter baseball regimen, how I get through. It's a struggle. I told about my first trip to Cooperstown, New York when I inadvertently, this is when I was like 15, 14 years old, I inadvertently destroyed a piece of rare baseball memorabilia. So, I tell that story. I was in a shop in Cooperstown, New York, and I talked about some found money came my way. Not very much, but it was enough to make my day a little bit brighter. So if you want to hear that and stuff like that, every week, there's a Patreon episode. It's for patrons only. You can hear it for a mere $4 per month. Per month, not per week. Per month, $4 will do it. Sign up today at patreon.com/JeffK. That's patreon.com/JeffK. $4, put it on a credit card. You won't even notice it. Comes out at the first of every month, and you'll get an extra episode of the West Virginia Surf Report podcast every single week. How cool is that? And we're at the end, so thank you guys for listening to this. Hope you enjoyed it. I had fun with it. I will be back with the Patreon episode sometime later in the week, hopefully Thursday, maybe Friday. We'll see how it goes. It doesn't matter. We're not on schedule anymore. I'm freeing myself up a little bit. Anyway, you guys have yourselves a great one. I will see you soon. Bye. I don't eat gourd-based desserts.